It's 12:51. Now back to the Israeli-Palestinian crisis. Hamas and Israel exchanging fire once again following a Hamas rejection of an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire. Under that plan, there would have been a 12-hour de-escalation, but Hamas began lobbing rockets at Israel right after that period began.
Joining us live in the studio now to talk more about the conflict, Israeli Ambassador to the U.S., Ron Dermer. Ambassador, it's great to have you here on WTOP. Thanks for stopping in. Talk a little bit about this ceasefire that Israel had agreed to, but Hamas apparently hasn't.
Well, there was some hope yesterday that we could have a ceasefire this morning, Israeli time. The Egyptians had made this proposal. The entire international community supported it. The Arab League supported it. Actually, what you're hearing in the background is, I guess your listeners should not be alarmed. It's actually on my phone. There's an app called Red Alert Israel. And every time a siren goes off in Israel, it goes off on my phone, and then it can tell you exactly where the missile is heading, because that's a siren, an air raid siren that goes off in this specific place. Here you have something that's heading towards Ashkelon, a city in southern Israel right now as we're speaking. And so what we were hoping is to put an end to these rocket attacks. The Egyptians had made a proposal. As I said, it was accepted by the whole international community. It was accepted by the Arab League. Israel's cabinet met this morning, Israeli time, and agreed to it. And it's not something without controversy in Israel. Believe me, public opinion wanted more forceful action, because you can imagine what the situation would be in America if two-thirds to three-quarters of Americans, over 200 million people, would be running to bomb shelters, what they would demand their government and military to do. So there was strong support in Israel for much more forceful action than Israel has taken. But the prime minister decided to accept that ceasefire to give a chance to de-escalate the situation in the wake of Israel's decision to accept the ceasefire. Hamas fired dozens of rockets at Israel. We waited about 6 hours, hoping that that would be sort of a final salvo, and it turns out it was just the beginning of more to come, and unfortunately we're back to where we were before.
Now, the military faction of Hamas wanted to reject the ceasefire, but the political leadership of Hamas seemed like it was open to it. You think this could still happen?
Look, if Hamas decides to cease rocket attacks against Israel, then anything is possible. We have to end these rocket attacks. Hamas is firing rockets at Israel's civilians. They're trying to kill as many people as possible. Just before I walked into your studio, I heard that we had our first person killed in Israel. I don't know if that report is accurate or not, but on the way here, I heard that. We've been very fortunate that we've not had more casualties, not because Hamas is not trying. They're trying to kill as many people as possible. It's because we have an Iron Dome missile defense system, and it gives me an opportunity on your show to also thank the American people, the American Congress, the President of the United States, President Obama, for the support for Iron Dome. It's American finance and it's Israeli technology, and together we're saving a lot of lives.
There is a public sentiment. We're seeing pictures and hearing stories about hundreds of Palestinians who have been injured and killed by Israeli airstrikes. How do you respond to that in terms of what the Israelis are doing there?
Well, first, understand the difference. Hamas is deliberately targeting our civilians. They're trying to kill as many Israelis as possible. To them, it's a success when they kill more and more Israelis. What is Israel doing? We are taking action against those who are firing the rockets. The problem is Hamas is embedding the missile batteries in civilian areas. They're placing it next to schools, next to hospitals, next to mosques, next to private homes. But we're taking every action to get their civilians out of harm's way. We drop flyers, we make phone calls, we send text messages. We do things that I'm not aware there's another country in the history of warfare that has gone to such great lengths to keep civilians out of harm's way. And the ones who are responsible for these Palestinians who are being killed, who are being caught in the crossfire, are the ones who are putting them in the crossfire, and that's Hamas.
Israel wants to come out of this feeling like it's somehow diminished Hamas's capability to wage war, is what we hear. Is there something Israel could give to Hamas to say to its followers, we've got something out of this also, and maybe that would lead to a ceasefire?
Well, look, we didn't want this. I want to remind your listeners that Israel withdrew from every square inch of Gaza in 2005. People forget it. We don't occupy Gaza. We left our military. We pulled out settlements. We pulled out 10,000 people from their homes. And since then, They have fired 9,000 rockets. Hamas is a terror organization that is committed to the destruction of Israel. So there's not much you can negotiate with them because you're not going to negotiate the terms of your own destruction.
Yet negotiations do happen.
We don't have direct negotiations with Hamas. This was a ceasefire proposal put forward by Egypt. We accepted it. Unfortunately, Hamas rejected it.
What's the end game, Ambassador?
The end game has to be to restore quiet to the people of Israel. This is something that every people would demand, every people deserve. We can't have a situation where two-thirds, three-quarters of our country has to run to a bomb shelter 10, 15 times a day and has 15 seconds to run or 30 seconds to run to get to cover. It's unacceptable. The government of Israel has a responsibility first and foremost for the security of our citizens. What you would expect your government to do, believe me, the Israeli people expect no less.
Ambassador, thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate it. Ambassador Ron Dermer, Israel's ambassador to the U.S., hopefully we can talk again as this situation progresses. And in an hour, we'll be hearing from the Palestinian Authority ambassador to the United States as well.